Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better.
Even marketing.
This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So as a solopreneur, I spend a lot of time at home sitting in front of a computer. Sometimes I spend time at Starbucks and Panera sitting in front of a computer. But one of the things that I've learned that in order to really truly increase business, you need to have some face-to-face time. So getting out there and going to meetings and conferences is something that I do to make sure that people keep me top of mind. So do you get out and go to local meetings? I had the opportunity to go to a local TEDx conference. If you're not familiar with TED, TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. And these are meant to be inspirational speeches that talk about how to change the world. So there's many TED conferences all over the world. The main one is actually held in Vancouver, Canada. But these TEDx conferences are actually small, local, global meetings. And so you could have TEDx, you know, they're independent events and they're organized by somebody who gets a license from TED. Now, the key thing about TED Talks is they're 17 minutes or less. They have to have a subject that talks about providing an idea that is different in changing the world. There is no selling from stage. The speakers don't get paid. And the bottom line is they have to adhere to very strict standards. They're very cool. I mean, it's really just a different way of looking at world, perspective, whatever it is. Some of the talks included how cyberbullying is taking over the world. One was about a guy who actually is at Robert Morris College and has started a collegiate video game group. And believe it or not, there are colleges all over the country that have video gaming teams and they compete against each other live in like arenas and stuff like that. And you get to watch their movements on the big screen and they have tournaments and stuff like that. There were 12 talks within 6 hours, and it was an incredible amount of information covering everything from biology and bacteria to how to fix oil spills in the Gulf. I mean, it was amazing. So why do you want to go to something like that? Well, I went for numerous reasons. I actually had a plan, and the plan was A, to network, to meet a whole bunch of people. There were probably, out of the 500 people that were there, there were probably 20 people that I knew, and I got a chance to spend with them in between sessions because they broke it into three parts. So I got a chance to meet some of my cohorts live. So the networking was one thing. The second piece was to go learn something, you know, to just experience what these people bring to the table. It's something I would never have spent any time looking online for. And it really kind of changed my perspective. But I also had a third component to that, and that one of my goals is to give a TED Talk. So why not go watch it live and look at how people create their talks? Look at how they present. How do they work with the audience? What kind of PowerPoints are they using? There's so many different components to this. And also, there's the in-between speaker stuff. There's a moderator, and there's somebody called the interrupter who gets people to do things like stand up and stretch. Or at one point, they shut the lights down, and everybody had a glow stick in the back of their seat, and they clicked the glow stick, and everybody threw it up at the same time. It was just fun. But I wanted to learn. I wanted to experience this live. Now, I could tell you I've watched hundreds of TED Talks from my desktop, and I've seen the talks, and they're really great. I've had friends, even Joel Kahn, who's been on this show, has given a TED Talk, and I wanted to experience it live because it's so different that way, because you get to see all the inner workings and the stage and the screens and the smells and the people and all that stuff. So that was my reasoning for going to it, and I'm glad I did. Now, the TED conferences obviously have a thing to do, and that's get butts in seats. They wanted 500 people at this conference, and they sold out. The cost of the tickets were $69. So if you add that all up, $69 times 500 people, that's roughly $40,000, especially when you tack in sponsorships and things like that. So they make $40,000. There's a cost of the facility, food, technology, like all the lights and things that they had to do, the handouts, the t-shirts, and all those things. So I'm assuming it's a money-making thing. And I've been to a lot of different conferences where the goal is to make money, but this is purely education. All of the speakers are not paid, and it's a relatively low-cost ticket for a day event. But the bottom line is that it's there to create a buzz and to get people in the seats and to hopefully grow it next year. I mean, this has grown from 60 people to 500 people. And I'm sure next year is going to be even better, and I'm planning on going back. Now, let's flip the card. If you're on the other side and you're trying to run a conference, your goal is to get butts in seats. Now, I've run a conference called Fox Valley Internet Marketing Summit. And so I tried the first year to get as many people as possible, and we landed about 40, and the second year it fell flat. And I figured out why. The why is because we didn't tell the audience what their takeaway was going to be. We didn't give them actionable tips so that when they left, they would be able to convert the information into something that makes money. Now, the TED Talk does not have that goal, but the summit did. And that's where we failed. We failed to communicate the end results for the end users. So if they're going to spend an entire day in a conference listening to 3 to 6 to 12 speakers, they're going to get something concrete that they can take away. So do you plan and run events? And I don't care if they're small local events, regional events, or even large national events. Do you provide the kind of takeaways that make people want to come back the next time? Do you have the marketing set up to really communicate those messages and get people excited, but more importantly, turn them into advocates and the people that will help you sell those butts in seats? That's the place where I messed up. And I've learned, and I'm going to do it again, but I'm going to do it better. So the core thing about going to conferences is it's part networking, it's part understanding and learning from these people, but it's also part taking away something that you can grow yourself, grow your business, and use it in your everyday life. So, what kind of conferences do you go to? When you go to those conferences, do you have a strategic plan in place of what it is that you want to accomplish, who it is you want to meet, and what it is that you want to get out of it? That's the key, is having an understanding of what your expectations are. Because a lot of people show up, they listen, but they don't meet people. They don't have any goals. They don't take notes. They don't come back with any solid plan of how to make their lives or their business better. So as you go to conferences, write down on a piece of paper what it is that you're looking to get out of that conference. Plan to meet some people. Expand your reach. Meet some of the speakers. Spend some time with them and see if they can maybe connect you up with somebody else, or maybe there's a connection already. The key thing is to have that plan in place. Whether you're trying to get the butts in seats or whether you're just an attendee trying to get something out of it, you want to make sure that you have goals, aspirations, and something that you can legitimately do that's going to change your business. Otherwise, you're probably better off staying home or going to a Starbucks and watching TED Talks on your computer. You probably heard the term that networking beats not working. And in my book, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, I talk about that networking is the first step to the know, like, and trust. So get out there, meet people, be a resource, and try to make the most of that face-to-face time for you and your business. Others will appreciate it too.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.